think it's over with him now. Here's Paul.
Okay. Hi there, Tyler. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Of course, it's my job to get you the details of how the service works, how it can help you get more business by getting your phone ringing. Of course, I want to answer all of your questions. And then also, because it's a young company, I'm going to apply a new in-business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Well, good. We planned a camping trip a while ago, so I'm getting my camper ready to take the kids and watch out.
Well, that's fantastic. It's always a good weekend when you can do that with the family. I like taking my family and kids camping as well. Now, I'll be very respectful of your time. It is our job, though, to call through the area to reach pre-qualified candidates until we fill the position. So, you know, we don't work with competing businesses. It's an exclusive listing, which means calls will come directly to you. When you're on that first page of Google and Bing, we'll build a website for you, too, so the people who see you on the first page will have the reasons to call you. The best part about it is they don't need to know the name of your company. They just go on their smartphone or their computer. They type in the keywords related to the services that you provide. We'll make sure that your business is one of those top options. Obviously, as a young company, having people pick up the phone and call you and find you on their own without knowing your business name is definitely going to benefit you. So if they're looking for a siding contractor, a door installer, masonry, whatever they might be typing in. I mean, I know that you do a lot of things. You're not going to be limited at all by how someone searches for you or finds you. I mean, as long as they're in your service area, Rachel says you go about 50 miles, we can easily cover that entire area, even outside it, you know, focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found by both residential and commercial clients. And when people are looking for someone who does what you do, you'll always be one of the options that they'll see on that first page. You'll never be the only company, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. I think it's a good thing, really. The calls you get will be from someone who saw the website that we'll build for you and then decided to call you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you do get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Residential or commercial, big jobs or small, the new business rate makes it really affordable. It's the lowest price that we offer to the public. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any time. It's just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies. So you'd be looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $249, and that's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be Facebook paid ads as well, so that social media campaign. It's a comprehensive package to make sure that people are finding you as long as they're in your service area. It's offered on a month-to-month basis, and that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Now, if I can, and I'm trying to get my supervisor to approve the website at no additional cost, that would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I guess my question would be like, I mean, if you give me one job, it pays for it, but
of course,
you only give me one
that's
job
the
a month.
Goal. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty easy to do. Just looking at the numbers here, I mean, a 50-mile service area, I mean, that's taken in a lot of people. Big cities, small cities, you know, obviously we can focus on both residential and commercial work, and it's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker, you know, you don't need 15 jobs. Like you said, one job would easily cover that cost. And when we're targeting both residential and commercial clients, just looking at the numbers here, you could expect anywhere between 20, 40, maybe 50 phone calls a month coming directly to you from someone who saw your website before they decided to call you. So even a modest conversion rate with those types of numbers would have you being profitable. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how well it's working. You'll see where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, etc. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. Now, the websites that we build also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they're looking to have done, etc. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, Tyler, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So straightforward pricing. Like I said, it would bill once a month for that $249.
Okay.
Now, are you focusing more on residential or more on commercial or no preference at all? You like a nice even mix?
I mean, mostly on residential, but I would love to get, I don't know, because some commercials are funny. They want you to provide all the material as soon as you get there. I don't have the funds for that, but if a commercial job was, I'm not opposed to working with any commercial job. If they're like, hey, I can get material. Yeah, I don't know. It just depends. I'm 100% would love to do commercial, but it just depends on how they want to do it.
If it's a good fit, and that's the best part about this. I mean, the calls come to you. You're not paying for a lead or chasing down a lead. You're not feeling compelled to take anything that becomes work because leads weren't turning into work. It's a flat rate, and you're not paying per click, call, or jobs, like I said. So you can pick and choose the job that's going to be most profitable for you. Maybe it's a job closer to home. Maybe it's a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Or a bigger job. Maybe the materials involved mean it's a higher profit margin for you. And whether it's residential or the right fit for a commercial job, you know, you have that opportunity to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Tyler, is it just you doing the work or do you have a helper or a crew?
Oh, I got six guys that work for me.
You do. So you can take on more work. That's perfect. Yeah, and like I said, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. It is designed, though, for smaller businesses. And, of course, the new business rate, like I said, it's the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Oh, I did hear a chime come back. I think it is my supervisor. Okay, it is. So it says, Paul, for this very young company, I'd be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade the landing page to a fully custom website. I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So the website's going to be included. It's a custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs, everything that you want to have on your website, everything that customers want to see in a website. Of course, we'll be able to talk about your services, your service area, your company, put before and after photos on there. Now, like I said, the initial construction of the site is included as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site. Some of our clients actually like to use the website editor tool. One of the things that you can do, it's not just a tracking system. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just track the success of the account. You can, as I was saying, update your website, make changes to it, upload photos, you know, update content, add specials or promotional, you know, for certain services, anything like that. A lot of our clients, I'd say the majority of our clients don't want to mess with that. They still want us to take care of everything for them. Whether you're making changes to your website or whether we are, there's no additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no additional cost for anything else. So it's just that simple, straightforward pricing of $249. One thing that I'd be happy to do here, because we were out of the office on Monday, I'm still able to waive setup fees. I mean, some of my colleagues are calling it like a Labor Day special. Everyone has a Labor Day special. I'm not going to use those terminology. But the truth of the matter is that I'm a day short on my work week, and I still have the same amount of work or even more than I usually have. So I am going to take advantage of the opportunity, and I'm going to waive the setup fee here. That's going to save you another $100. So it'll be $249 as an out-the-door cost. That's with the website included. Now, the Facebook ads are still intact in its entirety. Although I did reduce the cost of the service, there's still $100 of Facebook ads. Now, that's going to work two different ways. There's going to be the retargeting ads, meaning if someone goes first on Google or Bing and they're looking for, you know, like I said, any of the services that you provide, later that day, later that week, even later that month, they go on their Facebook page, your business, Triple E Exteriors, the website that we build for you, will be a pop-up ad, you know, those retargeting ads, reminding those people that if they haven't already called someone, they are looking for someone who can do what you do, and of course, they might even remember seeing your business name. Now, also, you'll have ads popping up just on someone's live stream, whether they did an initial search on Google or Bing or not. I mean, if they might have a project in the back of their head, they're interested enough to click on your website. If they don't click on it, of course, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents per click. Now, although I did reduce the cost of the package overall, the $100 of Facebook ads that is normally included at, even at the full price, that's still included in its entirety, and that equates to about 400 clicks a month. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click, so that $100 budget does go a long way. It's just another way to reach out to more people who could be using your services and, of course, be able to see a website that will build for you and call you directly. So I definitely think with the number of people searching for your services, you're definitely going to get enough phone calls to get that. I mean, like you said, one job would offset the cost of the service. If you're getting an extra job or two a week, you're going to be quite profitable with it. Now, I did notice here, Rachel found with the same phone number an Angie's profile page. Are you using Angie's right now?
Yeah.
How's that service working out for you?
Pretty good so far. I meet with a client from Angie's List today.
That's good.
And another client called the other day. So yeah, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, and it's a well-made service, and there's absolutely no conflict with something like Angie and also being a top option on that first page of Google. They're two completely different things. Now, as long as you can handle at least a little bit more work, I mean, like I said, ours is a month-to-month service, so it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, that we earn your business 1 month at a time. You can stop at any time. It is completely at will and no contract, which means you can stop, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you do end up getting more work than you can take on, let's say you get a big job that's going to keep you busy for a while, you can pause the service. If you need to go on vacation for a long time, you can pause the service. You could, in fact, pause the service seasonally if necessary. It is, like they said, a month-to-month service. As long as you're using the service, though, it would bill once a month on the same day. For example, today's day is the 6th, and it would be exactly $249. And that is a fixed rate. So while it is kind of a reduced rate for a younger company, like I said, it's not an introductory rate. It'll never balloon up on you. I've actually been with this company for a little over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. We actually started in 2008. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. Now, in the 11 years that I've been with the company, we have raised our prices 3 times, and it may happen again. I don't know if it'll happen anytime soon, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point. But what I would tell you is that your $249 is a fixed rate no matter what. No matter how long you keep the service, even if you become what anyone would call an established business, you'd still be paying that reduced rate. Even if we raise our prices down the road, you're still kind of grandfathered in at that flat rate, that $249.
Okay.
Did you have any questions at this point?
My only question would be the Facebook one is what you're saying. Is that mm-hmm. like an additional $100 and some?
There is $100 of Facebook ads, but it is included in that $249. So you're not going to pay extra for those Facebook ads.
Gotcha. Okay, that was my question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that we manage those ads. Now, like I said, that's quite a significant budget, especially for your services. I think 400 clicks in a month would definitely cover it. If we do find that, you know, you're just getting a lot of traffic, a lot of volume, if 3 weeks in, you know, you've used up the $100 of Facebook ads, we might reach out to you and say, you know, you've gotten a lot of traction this month, you know, would you like to add another $15, $20 to make it through the end of the month or something like that. That really should not happen, though, because we're both Google partners, and of course we are partnered up with Facebook or Meta too. So it's our job to get you more bang for your buck, to make those dollars stretch out for you. And we are able to do that, you know, with the way that we craft the ads. You know, you're going to higher ad rank with a lower cost per click. So, you know, 20 or 22 cents versus like 25, 30 cents, that's probably going to get you, you know, 400 clicks a month. I think that would be plenty.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
So it is a position that we're actively filling. We're looking to find the one company to work with. I think you'd be a great candidate for it. I mean, you do have some online presence, no bad reviews. I mean, obviously, it's a fairly young company, but you do have some good reviews, too. People are liking the services that you provide. So we'll definitely – oh, and if you like Angie's, I was going to say before, but I forgot when we were talking about Angie's, we can have a clickable link, even the Angie logo, on your website so people can see the Angie's listing that you have as well. Anything you already have, if it's Facebook and things like that, anything you already have working for you would continue to work for you. It would just reach more people.
Okay.
When we get your phone ringing, it seems like the number that we're speaking on, this is going to be the business number, right? This is the number that you want on your website. You want your customers to call this number?
Yes, it is.
And it's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on this number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like I said, most of the time customers just call you, but when they fill out the contact form on your website, you will get both text messages as well as emails. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It is vanvoltpj@gmail.com.
Okay, there's a little bit of like a kind of like a muffled quality to the phone call, and I apologize for that. I don't know if you can hear it on your end. Could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, V as in Victor, A N V as in Victor, O L T J @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Now, definitely more of a personal email. That's fine. We just won't have it listed on your website. And then, like I said, most of the time people are just going to call you. When we contact you, though, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those would be fine. Well, I'd prefer phone call. Okay.
Prefer phone. Okay, I'll put phone preferred. The other thing I did want to ask you, because I do see on that Angie profile page, the 305 South Fisher Street, is that an address that customers use to go to you? Or I mean, your business is service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one does come to you?
I just go to the customer, yeah.
Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my home.
Okay, so Google doesn't want to list a home address. I mean, they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. So, especially since you're out in the field most days. And Google understands. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a showroom or a physical location. Oh, and Rachel never did get your last name, sir.
It's Van Valkenburg.
Okay. So, like the first part of your email, V-A-N-V-O-L, and then the rest of it?
Yep. And K-E-N-V-U-R-G.
VanVolken, and then Burg?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. And it's just like it sounds. We would have one of our technicians give you a follow-up call and do basically a client interview. Talk to you about how you want your company branded, how you want your website to look, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want us to say, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. We'll want to know the hours of operation, the forms of payment that you want to be listed or that you accept. One thing I noticed, and it can't be right, but your Angie's profile has you closed every day. When did you want to be found? Yeah, it says for service hours, every single day has closed next to it.
Oh, no. I told them not to open every day.
So you're 7 days a week. Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, 7 to 7.
7 to 7, okay. And do you accept cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
Just cash or check.
Cash or check at this point. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And if that ever changes, just let us know. And then the other thing that I'd be required to do here would be to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, we're required to read it. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we are even including a custom website for you at no additional cost. Tyler, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, get the card on file, process that 249, and then schedule your follow-up call, even for today if you've got time to do it. Is that fair?
It is, but I'd rather you call my wife on the follow-up call.
Oh, so you want the client interview to be with your wife. That's perfectly fine. And then she would be an authorized point of contact on your account as well, meaning for any reason, if she needs to call us, we would be able to speak with her. If we're not able to reach you regarding your account, we would be able to reach out to her. What is your wife's name and the number that we should be calling for that follow-up call?
Yeah, her name is Brittany.
Is that Brittney?
Yeah.
And same last name?
Yep.
And her phone number?
Is 219-299-9166.
So I've got 219-299-9166.
Yep.
Okay. Now, would Brittany be available even today for that follow-up call? It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. She would not need to be in front of a computer. We do schedule by the hour, but like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. So it would start near the beginning part of an hour and then take about a half an hour after that.
Yeah.
We could do any time. Actually, I think I could still get you in at 11 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. The one exception is when that department takes a late lunch at 3 o'clock. Would you guys want something
fine.
Kind of as possible or later?
Yeah, as soon as possible, fine. My question is, before we do the fee and everything, are you able to talk to my wife before we do that?
I mean, sure, if she's there.
Oh, she's not with me right now, but you could definitely give her a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Just with technology and all of this, my wife usually handles most all of it. I don't mind doing the fee at all, but the website, handling it and the app and all of that or whatever,
sure.
My wife does all of that for me.
We could have her as the main point of contact. We'll definitely reach out to her with the client interview, and then, you know, I'll put her as the primary point of contact regarding the account, and then, of course, if we're not able to reach her, we might reach out to you. The email that we have on file is one that she has access to, I imagine?
Yes.
And her number is also a smartphone, so we could text messages over to her as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I'll have your wife as the primary point of contact. That's not a problem.
Perfect.
And then how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Yeah, it'll be a MasterCard, but my next question is if things don't go according to plan, how do I cancel the payment?
So, great question. So, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can email 24/7. We'll respond to the email that same day or the following business day if we get it after hours. We would want to speak with you or Brittany just to make sure that you do want to FBAC cancel the account. But it's just as easy as talking to us and letting us know that you wanted to cancel it. No questions asked, no fees involved, whether you can, you know, want to stop the service altogether. If you want to pause it, you can definitely do that at any time.
Okay.
Okay. Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
Bank. It's in my name.
First and last, or any middle initial?
First and last.
First and last. And did you say it was a Visa card?
No, it's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. Okay, so that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, 5480.
Mm-hmm.
0628.
Yes, sir.
2516.
Okay.
4906.
And the expiration month and year?
0428.
04 of 2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
217.
217. I've got 217, 217 on the back of the card. I've got April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Tyler, was the card itself 5480-0628? 2516-4906.
Yep.
And is that bill at the 305 South Fisher Street in Knox 46534?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, our system automatically sends you out a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
No, that's okay. As long as you email it to me, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will get that email. Like I said, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The support email address will be on there as well. Now, like I said, I did want to schedule that follow-up call, of course, with your wife, and then I do need to read that voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I do have it pulled up, and I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. I know your time is valuable, but please slow me down or stop me altogether if you have a question. It reads as follows. As welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Tyler, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Triple E Exterior.
Triple E Exteriors, that's exactly as I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Tyler Van Volkenberg, the owner of the business.
Okay. And Mr. Van Volkenberg, as the owner of Triple E Exteriors, Tyler, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Mr. Van Volkenberg, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, that's 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tyler, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, like I said, month to month. The reason we ask, well, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Tyler, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Van Volkenberg, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving your setup fee, including the website, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And that $249, Tyler, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason. You can pause it, no fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even if necessary, you can, in fact, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month, Tyler, is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Van Volkenberg, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Tyler, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, a couple of things I need to do here still is to schedule that follow-up call with Brittany. And I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Triple E Exteriors, whether it's you or Brittany, especially if it's someone we don't recognize, we're going to occasionally, and if it's not, you guys will probably ask right away for the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important. Especially like a week from now, once your website is active, if you guys start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, Tyler, they'll need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide you that information basically in a second, let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would not be us. Just please let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded. It was attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states that bills on the 6th of the month, exactly $249, and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Knox.
You said Knox? Okay. I have to type it in twice just to confirm it, but you're all set there. And then as far as that follow-up call, you said you wanted something as quick as possible. I think it might be a little bit short notice at this point to get you guys in at 11. I could certainly do 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or 2 o'clock. There are spots available this afternoon, 4, 5, and 6. Did you guys want that 12 o'clock?
Yeah, that's fine.
12 o'clock, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 12 until 1. It'll get to you, to Brittany probably right at or a few minutes after 12. It takes about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce your wife to the client technician, to answer any quick questions that she might have. I may already be on a call. It's okay. They'll call you either way and take good care of you. And they are, of course, going to be calling Brittany's number. And then at, well, I guess it's still a little bit past 11, so you wouldn't get the automated email that goes out an hour prior to remind you that that call is scheduled, in this case, at 12. I am, though, going to send a calendar invite. That will be to the email address that we have on file. It's just going to be, it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, it's just really for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got a text.
You got a text. It looks like I might, it says it's, I might have to re-verify the email address, because if it's taking this long, I might not have gotten it correctly. You said it was V-A-N-V-O-L, like the first part of your last name. And then was it T-J after the V-O-L, or am I missing something there?
Yeah. No, V-A-N-V-O-L, T-J, at gmail.com.
Okay, so V-O-N-V-O-L, T-J, at gmail.com. Okay. I might have just accidentally double hit that L. There was two L's right there. Okay, so I've got that updated now. So you'll get the email in a second. In fact, I'm going to trigger one manually. You may get the system repeating an email for you, but I wanted you to get that right now. The text message that you got, though, does that link to the local splash initial invoice?
Yeah.
It did. Okay, and then I did manually generate another email for you. If you click on the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it's going to say something like, Hello, Tyler. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The click here, that blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
But this is where you lose me. I don't know what any of that means.
Okay. You got a text, right? Are you able to open it up, or it says local splash initial invoice?
Yes, I opened it up. I went to the website, and I see my mobile number. I see agree to this messages.
Oh yeah, you're 2 steps ahead of me already. So if you click on those boxes, obviously we want to be able to send you text messages and certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. And then the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name. It is case sensitive, so the T and V are capitalized, the first V and your last name. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears in that long box, click the confirm signature box, that orangish colored box. That does a few things, Tyler. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we included the website, that we reduced the cost of the service. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card or set up a video or phone verification just to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area. It will also give us the go-ahead to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next page and asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I don't know how to get to it.
Were you able to click on both boxes?
Yeah, but now my phone won't let me go up on it.
Oh, you're having that issue. I have heard that so many times. You can't get to the bottom. You can't click the orange box. If you turn your phone sideways, it usually pops up enough for you to click on it.
Yeah, it pops right up.
Okay, yeah. And I've let our tech team know that it renders that way on a phone more often than not. And that is the quick fix, is to turn your phone sideways. If it's asking you for a username and a password, you can actually stop right there. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Our automated system, Tyler, thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's telling you to log in. If you do log in, it's going to give you an error message. In the next couple of days, though, we do have to do your client interview first. But once we do that client interview, you'll get by text and email notification that your tracking system is active. If the welcome email was sent, it looks like our welcome email is lagging too. I'm going to manually send the welcome email. It seems on Fridays, the welcome email, it almost is always only on Fridays. It seems like the welcome email just takes forever to get out to our client. So I'm not sure what that is or why it does that. Again, I'm going to manually send the welcome email for you because it has your login credentials on there. You may, again, get a duplicate email when our system catches up. But it looks like your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included. Just the numbers, though. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. And then it's got a default password of the reviews, TheReviews, all lowercase, no space. Again, you can see this on your welcome email. You can change the password at any time, but the username can't be changed. It's designed to make it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Otherwise, you're all set and squared away there.
What's the username again?
The username is going to be 574-933-2529. Again, the phone number, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just those numbers. And then, like I said, once you access your tracking system, you can change the password. So we've got the call scheduled for 12. It's going to be with Brittany, and the number that they're going to be calling is 219-299-9... Oh, gosh, my eyes are blurred for a second. Rub my eyes or drink some coffee. 219-299-9166. All those nines kind of ran together for a second there. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, though. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. If you can, you know, just start thinking about some photos that you might want to send our way. The sooner you can send us those photos, you know, obviously the sooner we can complete the website. But even once your website is up and active online, it will stay active even if we make changes, or if you or Brittany want to add photos down the road, or you want us to do that, it will always be active even as we make changes. So we can always get started with any photos you have now. As we send you jobs, you can keep on taking photos or even videos, and we would be happy to add those to your website later on down the road.
Sounds great.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. We'll definitely give Brittany that phone call in that 12 o'clock hour. You guys have a wonderful day and enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too, Tyler. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.